Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Accomplishment, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted failure, so here I am. You were looking for intelligence, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted fools, so here I am. Thank you, God, for love I don't. And thank you, God, for love I did not earn. So here I am. You were looking for good citizens, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted prisoners, so here I am. If you were looking for a faithful man, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted doubters, so here I am. Thank you, God, for love I don't deserve. And thank you, God, for love I did not earn. If you were looking for a righteous man, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted sinners, so here I am. If you were looking for a worthy man, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted me, so here I am. And thank you, God, for love I don't deserve. And thank you, God, for love I don't deserve. And thank you, God, for love I don't deserve. And thank you, God, for love I did not earn. Thank you, God, for love I don't deserve. And thank you, God, for love I did not earn. So here I am.
Well, I'm an expert at talking about giving in to temptation. Talking about fighting it off might be a little harder for me, but I'll tell you a few things I've learned. What I've learned is this, that we need to be using more strength than what we are using. That's the problem that I've always had. That's what's always caused my problem. And I think a lot of my problems was me trying to do it from within my own awesomeness. I don't know if you have an inner awesomeness. Some of y'all probably don't. But I do. I can just, people say, well, like earlier this week, Jed had an allergic reaction. And his wife said, take an antihistamine. And you know what he said? He said, I don't need that. I'm going to be awesome. And then it won't happen. See what I'm saying? Now, did that work? No. But a lot of us have this inner awesomeness that we're relying on. Okay, and that was always my thing. I will just be awesome at it. And I remember, I don't know if y'all can relate to this, but I had a real problem with smoking. I was addicted to smoking. I decided, you know, it's time for me to quit this. It's not that big a deal, but, you know, it's kind of costing me money, and, you know, I was always coughing and everything. And all. I said, you know, I think it's time for me to quit this. So I did. And I found myself not only powerless to stop smoking, I went back on it about 1,000 times, but then I got over smoking and I realized I'm chewing candy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I sort of shifted one thing to another, didn't I? Y'all can see what I did there. So I'm in Walgreens. Now, this was a long, long, long time ago, but I'm in Walgreens on the candy aisle, and back then, they had cigarettes on the shelf. Now some of y'all can have to, you know, can't even imagine it. But they had cigarettes in the store where you could get at them, and I could smell. Y'all understand? I could smell the tobacco while I'm shopping for my candy, and I found myself. I know that I'm going to be embarrassed to admit this, but I'm going to tell the truth now. I found myself holding a pack of cigarettes to my nose. Just smelling it. Oh. And somebody comes around the corner on that aisle watching me hold a pack of cigarettes to my nose. Like, I don't even know how to use this product or anything, you know. But this is what temptation will do, and this is what addiction does to us. It gets us in all sorts of crazy places, doing all sorts of crazy things. I've been there. I got no right to look down on anybody on it. I don't want to. And I started reading, you know, I tried to educate myself on this after so many times of making a mess of it. And I started reading about these 12 steps, right? And these 12 steps said stuff like, being powerless over our addiction and coming to believe in a power greater than ourselves, and talking about making a decision to turn our will over to God. And I said, you know, that sounds familiar to me. And here's where it was familiar to me. I'm going to put that first verse up on the screen from Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved, period. See, a lot of people want to know, what's that formula? How do I get saved? Confess with your mouth, believe with your heart, that's it. That's a pretty short list compared to what you were thinking when you walked in here, wasn't it? Some of y'all, this is the first time you heard it, and God bless you, you thought that was, you know, behave yourself, don't smoke, don't drink, don't do this, don't be, hey, if you do this, all bets are off, so you can't do that. It's not in there. He's talking about a God that knows everything you will do, past, present, and future. You go to that God and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. That word confess there, now you know the Bible was written originally in a language called Greek, and in the Greek, that word is homologeo, and it just means to say the same thing, to have the same to agree with what you've been told, I guess, might be the best way to think of that. So that's a way of saying all you have to do is agree that Jesus is Lord the way you've been told that Jesus is Lord. I've heard it. I believe it. So I say it. And that's it. And then believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. See? That God has the power over life and death. He has the power over anything and everything in your life. He has a power over your addiction. Complete power. You don't have that power. He does have that power. So if your life and his come together, then we've got all the ingredients we need here. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe with your heart, if you haven't prayed that prayer, if you haven't done that, I encourage you tonight, get with me, one of the other pastors you see up front, any of the other staff. We can pray that prayer with you. It's simple. It's easy. As you can see, there's nothing complicated there. If you want to have a relationship with God, he wants to have a relationship with you. He stands at the door of your heart and he knocks. That's what the Bible says. If we've got this, then we've got that higher power that they're talking about. But here's the thing that I want us to look at. Just a question. And I'm not trying to, trap you with this question. You can answer this any way you want. But it's something I want you to think about, just a little exercise. If I could remove all the negative consequences from your addiction, whatever your madness was, it might have been running on the streets, it might have been drugs, it might have been alcohol, it might have been chasing money, it could be any kind of thing. Take that thing. If I said you could have no more negative consequences from that, you could do that, and nothing would go wrong. No sin to it, because we know that's the thing, is it makes us feel good for a minute, and then we lose the job, and the girlfriend, and the money, and the house, and the car, and the job, and everything else. But it felt good for a minute, so it seemed like a good trade at the time, and this is how we get caught up in all these different kinds of things. But what if those negative consequences weren't there? Just on its own, would you take that now? See, some of you would say, yeah, I would go back if there were no consequences. But some of you are saying, now, wait a second. Since I've been walking with the Lord here, things have been getting a little bit better. Since I've been walking with the Lord, I have a life that's blessed in a way I didn't have before. When I come to the church on Tuesday, I feel a love there I never felt before. I feel an acceptance and a love that I didn't have in those other days. See, I think if you're going to be honest with yourself, we could talk about all the negative consequences, all the things that went wrong, and you were in your madness. We could do that. We could beat you up, make you feel bad about that, which I don't want to do. But the truth is, I think you're being offered something better. Simple as that. God's making an offer. Eternal life in paradise. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe with your heart. Boom, done. That's it. What are we waiting for? See, here's what I think about all this stuff. When it comes to addiction, when it comes to these problems, and tell me if I get close to the nerve now, but I think sometimes we want to get ourselves in a position where we don't need God. Where I want to do it kind of on my own. I don't like the idea I got to keep going back to God to give him, hook me up, God. And God is disagreeing with you on that. He wants to have a relationship where you depend on him a lot, where you're leaning on him for everything, for the wisdom, for the strength, for the joy, for everything. Because he's got it all and he wants to give it to you and wants to give it to you freely. And he doesn't want you to go out and try and figure everything out and do everything on your own. But Lord, we have that sense of pride sometimes, don't we? Maybe that's just me. If that's not you, don't put it on yourself. But I think sometimes we have a way of doing it that way. See, here's the bottom line. Your God is whatever you run to whenever things go wrong. Maybe that's alcohol, it's drugs, it's a lady, maybe it's whatever it is. When things go wrong, you're going to go run into something. Whatever that is, that's your God. In some cases, that's not working out very well. The God that you're dependent on isn't really coming through for you right now. And that's okay. Some people don't belong in that job description. They can't fulfill that for you. That's okay. Why not go to God himself for this? See, maybe the devil's telling you, oh, look at what you did in your past. Look what you did. Maybe that's what the devil's telling you right now. Why would he tell you that except for he's worried that you'll confess with your mouth and believe with your heart? Because he's worried you'll find out how open God is to you, how much he seeks after you, how much his heart is towards you. If you run to God, you'll find out God was running towards you all along. That's how this works. We need to let God call the shots. That's what I'm trying to end on here. We need to let God call the shots. We need to let him be in charge. As that third step says, in making a decision, turning our will over, we're going to let God be Lord. You say, confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. We're going to let him be in charge. We're not going to do it our way anymore. We're going to do it his way. This is the struggle that we've been having. And you don't do that all at once, do you? You don't, do you? I don't know. Some of y'all are looking at me funny. You don't wake up and say, I am now going to follow Jesus. And then you just perfectly do that. Nobody does that, right? Okay. You wake up and say, I'm pretty busted, but I know one right thing I can do, and I'm going to do that. Great. We have progress. We are moving forward. Tomorrow you do that right thing and another right thing. You've doubled your righteousness. Fantastic. Nobody's putting that down. Nobody's saying that this has to happen all at once or in some sort of amazing rush. We're patient with you. God is patient with you. It's about recognizing that he has the strength for the step that you're on. He's not saying you have to come up here where I'm at for me to like you and accept you and for my heart to be towards you and for me to hook you up. He's reaching down. Do you follow me? He's reaching down to where you are to lift you up. He knows what you did. It doesn't matter. You love that child. It doesn't matter. They do something wrong. You don't care. You know, he's going to reach down to strengthen you. And this is what our last verse is saying. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. See? He didn't say, I can do all things in my awesomeness because I'm awesome. He said, through God who strengthens me, that I can do all things through God who strengthens me. That's the thing. If we get a hold of that difference, we'll recognize there is no hill too high for you to overcome. There is no nothing standing in your way that can't be dealt with. That temptation can come on you strong and it can overwhelm you and you can feel like I don't, you know, and I want it so bad, God must already be rejecting me. Understand, that's not how God deals with you. It's not how he thinks. He knows your heart. He knows the struggles that you're having. He knows that you're trying your best and you're open the best you can be. And all he wants to do is work with you. And that's all we want to do. Amen? God bless you. We love you. We're going to bring up Craig.